I got more than a few pet peeves I've accumulated in my life, and not too many got relegated to minor annoyances over all those years of mellowing into old age. One, though, deserves special mention, not because I overcame my peeve or even made the pet into petty, but because I learned the hard way how acting on those peeves can lead to something more dire. There are days when the sight of a front-end bumper trying to make love to my back bumper incites in me a loathing akin to those anti-porn Christians infuriated by teenage boys slumped over a library terminal. They're probably not in a hurry, really. They just never had driver's ed, and the thought that the distance between us wouldn't leave time for a short prayer to the Lord when a sudden stop was necessitated by a dog running out in front of us. Sometimes they're simply preoccupied with a text message and possibly haven't noticed we're locking bumpers. Although, sometimes it is someone in a panic to go a little faster than my speed limit, and they'll eventually pass in a frantic run at slipping between me and the oncoming vehicle before both of us hit the shoulder. Usually they'll be waiting at the next stoplight. Nobody makes time on this road, don't they know that? So the other day a truck was sucking wind off my muffler like a junkie off a crack pipe. I slowed down 5 miles per hour, then what? When that wasn't sufficient, 10. This only angered the driver in the truck, who flipped me off and edged closer. We looked like a NASCAR finish lap, the rear truck drafting before the sudden break for the checkered. Don't ask me why, but occasionally in these moments, I like to hit the brakes. It's a dangerous move. Jab the pedal, lurch down 10 miles per hour, then stomp the accelerator to avoid the inevitable rear-end collision. With some cooperation from the tailgater, perhaps a lesson is learned about the stopping distance between two vehicles moving at 50 miles per hour. The student, naturally, may resist the education, but really, who cares? My angry follower didn't hit the brakes, however. He swerved instead, and not onto the shoulder, but onto incoming traffic. We were both a bit surprised, and so was the oncoming car. I hit the shoulder, and so did the oncoming, while our tailgater sailed through the breach. I suppose this was a lesson primarily for me of unintended consequences. Today I had a car 5 feet behind my truck, but I decided it was a nice day, a short distance home, and an okay song playing on the radio. Like politics these days, there's no point slamming the brakes, exchanging insurance info, dialing 911. Besides, I have plenty of other peeves to work on. Better to pick one of those that won't create collateral damage. Probably scratch tailgating strategies right off my New Year's resolution this year.